This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. This was a big day for healthcare. As you know, the Supreme Court heard arguments in a case known as King versus Burwell, a challenge to the subsidies included in the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare to some. Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein was in the Supreme Court chamber for arguments this morning. Hey, Dan.
Hey, Kai.
So what was it like in there? What was going on?
Well, apart from being penned in on one side of the room and craning my neck around 30-foot tall curtains and enormous marble columns just to glimpse a few of the justices, you mean?
Yeah.
Okay, fine. The big takeaway here is that all the justices seem to really get it, Kai. While they spent 84 minutes debating legal theory, the most vocal justices on the left and the right spoke to the potential real-world impact here. We're talking about millions of Americans potentially losing their insurance. Even Justices Alito and Scalia, in a way, offered sorts of contingency plans. Scalia talked about Congress coming up with a solution if these subsidies go away. Alito mentioned that the subsidies wouldn't have to be eliminated immediately, potentially buying Congress some time.
That does sort of smack of hoping there's a plan B. What are businesses doing, businesses that would be affected by this ruling if it goes against them? What are they planning for?
Well, look, it's a reasonable question. One thing you need to know here is that businesses were a little slow to this, Kai. I mean, they really didn't understand. The initial thought was it is inconceivable to think that this case, which is in some ways basically about a typo, it was going to go to the Supreme Court. And now here it is in the Supreme Court. And so when that momentum really started to build and the industry, the healthcare industry, really understood this is going somewhere, they decided, okay, we've got to get on board. They filed all these amicus briefs in favor of the federal government supporting the Affordable Care Act. And so that's a long way of saying the industry doesn't really have much up its sleeve right now. But one thing is for sure, insurers are thinking about whether they can file sort of two premium rates right now, a cheaper one in a world with the subsidies, a more expensive one if those subsidies go away. And then, in terms of the doctors and the hospitals, one source told me today that nobody has much faith in Congress coming up with a solution. So the big play for them is really to hit the lobbying hard at the state level and try and get state politicians to create a state exchange, which would make this problem go away overnight.
What about the other people involved in finding a contingency? That is consumers. I mean, what are consumers going to do?
Right. Well, one 50-something couple from Mississippi that I spoke to after the hearing this morning said their contingency plan is to pray. They laughed about it, but they said they really don't know what to do right now. They do know if their subsidy goes away, it's going to probably mean picking a different plan with lower monthly costs, but much higher deductible. So ultimately, a lot more out-of-pocket exposure than what they have. And really, you know, the consumers have to put their faith in the Supreme Court, Congress, and state and local political leaders, Kai.
Dan Gorenstein, our healthcare correspondent in the Supreme Court, for the arguments this morning. Dan, thanks so much.
Thanks, Kai.